dining alone with everyone. I'm sitting in the French Cafe in Omaha. Large photos around of people sitting in a French cafe in France, no doubt. Shadows now of shadows, and I'm sipping the house Cabernet, thinking of you in another city, and suddenly feel the heavy thrill of loving swirl in the ruby globe of my chest. At the next table, a white-haired woman in black nods to another, some knowledge worth a wrinkle of concern. Behind them, two men in business suits are pleased with business. And I'm exquisitely concerned with my own life. My mother thought a train station profound. All those different lives moving on, she'd murmur. Not unlike, from our mountain hike, the small waterfall, which, she reminded me later, even if we forgot, was still pouring down, which I thus never have forgot. The waiter places the silverware, tenderly personal, before me, my napkin folded as intricately as Notre Dame. I love you, and Paris, and all of us. And even that darkened water plunging relentlessly over itself out of our attention.